Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has many things to say to his people who love him, who seek him, who desire to know him. As a people, we have a responsibility towards God. He made us, and we are his creation. And because we got in sin, our first ancestor chose to believe a serpent and disobey God. And it allowed sin into the earth. And sin got in Adam's lineage. Just like the Bible account says, the word of God is true. The word of God is faultless. It is pure, because it is an extension of God. The word of God, my friend, is God. And the Lord told us the truth. He gave us a record of what happened. And we have a responsibility to take heed to what he's saying. Now, the last two broadcasts, we're dealing with end days. That's the theme of, that's the topic, end days, how to live in these end times. And many times people teach the end times, you know, things of revelation, all the disasters that will happen. But the disasters is a response to man's rebellion. You are living in the last moments of the period, the dispensation called grace. This grace is the time that God, as I said, set aside, hear me good, in history. In our time, these are days of grace. He's having grace on man. This is a time to get saved. A time to respond to the love of God, to the works of Christ. Jesus laid his life down and died for us. And we can respond to that love. We can be saved. It's so important. The Lord has given us 2 days to get saved. Now, he gave man 6 days to rule the earth. And on the seventh day, Jesus is going to come back and rule and reign on earth. This was prophesied so many ways. Nebuchadnezzar was a king of Babylon who God gave a dream, and Daniel interpreted that dream. And Daniel showed him all the kingdoms that would rise up. And then a stone cut out of a mountain without hands came down and destroyed that statue of precious metals, which represent the time and reign of men. Now, God told Adam, in the day that you eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which we're going to look at the scripture again. He said, the day you eat off it, you should surely die. Now, a day to God, according to 2 Peter chapter 3, a day is 1,000 years with God. But remember, he restored the earth in 24-hour periods, because it said the evening and morning was the first day. A day to us is 24 hours. A day to God is 1,000 years. All right? Keep that in mind. It's very important. Because a lot of people are unlearned, have never been taught what time it is. All right. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not touch it. You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And then the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. See, when the enemy comes, he always gives you a lying alternative. A lying alternative. It's not true. The Lord told him, in the day you eat thereof, you should surely die. But the serpent said, you shall not surely die. The Lord warned us of hell. The devil said, you won't go to hell. The scientists don't believe in hell. They don't have any evidence that it exists. Now, heaven being spiritual, which is more real than the natural. And scientists always look at the natural. And they can't see the spiritual, just like me and you can't, unless God opened our eyes to it. But when people die, they know. Then all at once, they know everybody lied to them, except Jesus and the people who he sent to warn them. But it's too late for them, and they can't come back and tell you. Now, then verse 6 says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now watch verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed themselves to get fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now, man has been hiding and running ever since. That's why we have to go preach the gospel. It's so easy to hear me good. It's so easy to be comfortable in the state that you're used to, the state of sin. You live, you grow old, hopefully you'll live a long time, then you die. People are used to dying. Dying is not supposed to be a part of the equation at all. God didn't intend for us to die. He intended for us to live forever. But we're so used to so little because we're on the run from God. But it wasn't like that in the beginning. You have to go back to the beginning. Now, this is a prosperity message. And I'm calling it a prosperity message because God tried to show us how to prosper in life. Not according to greedy men. But if you lose your life, you lose everything. Money don't mean anything to people who die. They're disconnected from their riches. But when you have life, and when you have a relationship with God, and you die, God is going to reward you for the things you did that were right. And when you bless people that needed you to bless them, you have spiritual wealth, and it continues. It transfers into the spirit realm. But when you go to hell, whatever you have don't mean anything. And you'll never drink water again. You'll never have freedom again. You will be on hell owns the people that are there. And they went because they refused the rich salvation that Jesus gave us all. And men are still listening to serpents. Every religion, hear me good, every cotton picking one of the religions of men, every religion beside Jesus Christ and following God through Jesus Christ is a serpent's lie. And if you fall for it, you're going to fall. You're going to remain in a sinful state. No other religion that you know about, that I know about, that anybody knows about, even the ones that I know nothing about, they don't do anything about your sin except Jesus Christ. And it's more than Christianity is more than a religion. It's a relationship. Now, true Christianity is a relationship. And there are false prophets within Christianity. There are tares among the wheat. I'm sorry, but it's true. Everybody who say that they are of God is not. Everybody who say they are a Christian, they're not. In the early church, people said they were Jews, and they were not. And then there were people who said they were apostles, and the people realized they were not. So there are preachers who say they are of God, and they are not. But the true people of God believe on Jesus Christ, and they follow him, and they don't follow strange snake voices. Now, In chapter 2, the Lord said something to Adam. He said, God planted, verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. And the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, the Lord, he can't make evil. He made a tree. And then he told man, he gave man instructions. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it parted into and became into four heads. And the name of the first, that is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Verse 12, and the gold of that land is good, bdellium and the onyx stone. God gives us good things in life. God gives us good treasures in life and blessings. He don't want to see you sad and broke. That doesn't honor God. He wants you to be blessed like he's blessed. Just like you don't want your children to wear rags and you have on a suit. God doesn't either. He just doesn't want you to have your eyes full of greed, because it will destroy you. He wants you to treasure life, and you'll be, your life will prosper. You won't have a problem having nice things. But nice things is not the point. The point is life. And doing things God's way gives you life. Verse 14. The name of the third river is Hidekel, which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And forth, the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man whom he had, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. At your will eat what you want. But verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help fit for him. And that was the woman. Now, consider the 1,000 years as a day. Adam died at the year. He lived to be 939 years old. He died the day. He died within 1,000 years. All right. We're looking at the 24-hour period of time. But he died within 1,000 years. That was the first day. So then the Lord had to flood the earth. A little over 500 years later, he flooded the earth. And that was the second day. And then a few hundred years after that, within the same day, that would have been on a Monday, the Lord Abraham was given a promise of being father of nations. And he made a covenant with God. He gave his only begotten son. You have to read the account. He gave his only begotten son, Isaac, and made a covenant with God. And God would therefore give his only begotten son. All right. And then on a Tuesday, the people were the exodus of Egypt. They were sold into slavery. 400 years later, they came out. All these things happened. Now, on these broadcasts, it's on newlivingletters.com. The broadcast on the website is longer than the radio. newlivingletters.com. And you'll hear the rest of this broadcast. Now, continuing. The Tuesday, they exited Egypt. And they were given the law of Moses, which would prepare us to receive Jesus Christ, who came on a Wednesday evening. Remember, the evening and the morning was the first day. So you have Wednesday evening, and then you have Thursday, and another 1,000 years will be Friday. Now it's Friday evening, and Christ has to come, has to return. If you believe on Jesus Christ, you will be prospered with eternity. If you reject Jesus Christ, you will be disconnected from not only life, but everything you love and hold dear. But if you believe on Jesus Christ, you will have full prosperity. Even though things have not gone to your satisfaction, maybe not in this life, but with the true and precious promises of God, things can be restored to you. You can be blessed in this life. And also in the next, you will live forever. And that, my friend, is real prosperity. Even if you don't get everything you desired in this life, even if things don't go right in this life, it will go right forever. Believe on Jesus Christ. It's time for the Lord to judge the earth. There are 7 years that has to be fulfilled against Israel. And that's another subject. But that's the period of time that the Lord is going to judge people for rejecting Jesus Christ. And after that 7-year period, Jesus Christ will start reigning on earth as a man. You'll be able to see him wherever he goes. You'll be able to talk to him. People will come up and worship him from every country. And they will be blessed. And he will live and reign 1,000 years. But his kingdom don't stop. Because there's going to be people born that will rebel against God, even though Jesus is reigning on the earth. And at the end of that 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed for a little while to tempt whoever he can. Don't worry. The Lord is going to put an end to sin. It's not going to be like this forever. And people are going to live again, and they're not going to die. If you believe on Jesus now, my friend, you're part of the church. Let me explain something. Here's the order of things. When he comes back, he's going to meet us in midair. Because the 7 years have to be fulfilled also. There's no reason for the church to go through the judgment process, because if you judge yourself, you won't be judged. If you judge the word of God and you vote on Jesus, you put in with Jesus, you love Jesus, you're looking to Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, as your Savior. This is what you're doing. You're saying, first of all, I am a sinner. We have evidence for it. The fact that we die is the biggest evidence. The fact that we get sick and die is a huge evidence that we are sinners. If there was no sin in us, there would be no reason for us to die. But the Lord said in the first place, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. In other words, you won't last 1,000 years, Adam, in your time. But you won't last a day with me. Now, God didn't kill Adam. The sin he did killed him. Did you get that? The sin that he did killed him. God gave him life, and he meant for him to have life. If you put a man on the earth to run it however he see fit, that's and you give him life, you gave him everything. He had resources, he could make whatever he wanted to make. He had nothing but time. And he had 6,000 years to run the earth. So God wanted him to live and not die. But if you eat off this tree, the day you eat off this tree, you should surely die. So he ate off and he died. The eyes of them both were open. Now they knew good and evil. Now Eve was deceived. Keep that in mind. But Adam willfully sinned. And when Adam ate off it, their eyes, both of their eyes were open. The woman was in it, but he told Adam not to eat of it. Adam told Eve not to eat of it. She was deceived and she ate off of it. He was not deceived and he was in rebellion and he ate off it. And the eyes were both open. All right. Death started working in his body from that moment. The glory of God was gone. He was lost. And he needed a savior. And he didn't know how bad he needed a savior. And neither do the people on earth now that are not, that never experienced salvation. And we have a savior. Jesus Christ gave his life for us. He paid for our salvation. He paid for our healing. He paid every cost for us to be fulfilled in life. If you have mental problems, they put a crown of thorns on his head. If you're sick in your body, by his stripes we're healed. And we can put on the, now we can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We can receive his word and be clean. We can be washed in his blood and be perfect and be perfected because we have a new spirit. When you get saved, you're saying, I know that I'm shaped in iniquity, that I'm born in sin. And Lord, I need your salvation. I can't come to you otherwise. That's what you're telling God when you get saved. I need your help to be right with you. And you, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you don't see his blood. His blood was already shed for you. Not only you, but every soul that was born. From the time of Adam to the last man born. Jesus washed our sins away. He already washed our sins away. But it don't apply to the people until they believe. It don't apply to me till I believe. It doesn't apply to you till you believe. From the time I believed on Jesus Christ, I've been a new creature. And my faith is on. I have never went back to not believing on Jesus. And I love the ways of God and I hate the ways of the world. Now, the ways of the world is destructive. If you believe on Jesus Christ and you're saved, God recognizes that your name is written in the book of life. But if you go back to the world and turn your back on Jesus and go back to the world, your name is erased. The enemy started a doctrine a long time ago. Once you're saved, you're always saved. You can't be lost. That's not true. Angels left their first estate. Adam left his first estate. People leave salvation if that's what they want to do. Men start lusting after women. People start getting greedy for money and they start doing underhand things to satisfy their lust and the lust of the eye or the lust of the flesh. Or they get in pride and they disconnect themselves from God all over again. Because they hate life. They never learn, they never receive the essence of what life truly is. Life is in the Word of God. Life is in the instructions of the Word of God. The only way for you to realize how powerful and how wonderful the life of God is to act on it. We receive life. If the Lord tells you something, it does you no good until you receive it. Whether it's salvation, whether it's healing, forms of prosperity. And the reason I have to say forms of prosperity, because most of the time people think of money and wealth. That's the lowest form of prosperity. Real prosperity is a healthy heart. Not the blood pump, but a healthy spirit. To be at peace in your own heart. To have contentment. Everlasting life is part of it. You're being right with God. You have everlasting life through Jesus Christ. The ability to grow and learn is prosperity. The ability to have children and train them in God's ways is great prosperity. The ability to start a business and it turns into a great corporation that blesses everybody is grand prosperity in the eyes of man. But it all stems from having a healthy heart. The Lord our God is foundational. He's more foundational than he is mysterious. A lot of people say the Lord is mysterious because they don't know his ways. But his ways are obvious. He do first things first, second things second, third things third. Let's start with salvation. He don't give us all the world. He starts with us, purifying our heart. Let's get right with him. Let's understand what life is. Then you can grow from glory to glory, and you can end up what people call prosperous. That's the lowest form. Prosperity, you can see, comes after the main source of prosperity. A man can gain the whole world and he be lost in his soul. What good is that? The day he stops breathing, he loses everything. Because when your soul is lost, it doesn't do you any good to own anything. Somebody else is going to drive your car, live in your house, raise your children, conduct your assets. They'll have the master over what you own right now. If you don't get saved, everything you have is temporary. But if you believe on Jesus Christ, everything you attain will remain in your possession. Except the things you leave behind. But remember this. When you do right here and prosper here, what you have on this side, you also have on the other side. In other words, if you prosper correctly, you have what the Bible calls durable riches. A man may die and leave his car, but in heaven he has whatever he needs. You may not get to go back to your home that you grew up in, but you have a mansion. Especially if you have spiritual wealth on your life. And some Christians don't have spiritual wealth on their life. They go into heaven. They're walking in there and all they have is their soul, which is much better than anybody, than the rich man that went to hell. Now, the Lord is going to, at the great white throne judgment, he's going to reward everybody for whatever they did. Even the people that went to hell, they're going to get rewards. But they still got to go to the lake of fire. So how are they going to enjoy the rewards? And I don't know what their rewards will be. But see, there are people who went to college and they did right. They raised a family. And they did right by their family. But they didn't get saved. They were good people. They were kind people. Not good, but kind. And they helped people. And the Lord tried to save them, but they rejected him. So they're going to pay for their own sins because Jesus paid for them, but they didn't receive him. So now they got to pay for their own sins, which is in hell. But for the good that they did and the kindness they showed, they're going to be rewarded. See, at the end of all this, everybody's going to get precisely what they deserve to get. And if the truth be told, people will get a little bit better than what they really deserve. But the man to go to hell, that's a problem. He got a problem. He's got to be there forever. He's trapped. He's getting Satan's punishment because that's who he followed. That's who he made his God. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, they turn you into something you really don't want to become. Sin changes your DNA. It changes everything. The way you think, the kind of advice you give, everything. Sin is an attack against God. It's very dangerous. But the life of God is ever enduring. It's ever, it's continual forms of prosperity. We're made to live in his image. And over time, people who go to heaven, they're going to be educated beyond expectation. Even the foolish man, He has the potential over time to be very, very wise. He will be wealthy in knowledge. He's going to learn things that he never thought he would ever learn. Remember, you'll never die. 1,000 years will pass. 2,000 years will pass. 10,000 years will pass. 50,000 years will pass. How much will you learn in such time? I'm breaking it down because we can't fathom forever. Forever seems far away, like the other side of Pluto. 10,000 years, 50,000 years, 200,000 years. You're going to ever increase in knowledge, in character, in love. You're designed to live forever with God, not just one day. Adam didn't last a day. How sad. But thanks be to Jesus Christ. Now we have life. And when he said more abundantly, it's super much more abundantly. He gave us life. Those that go to heaven will rejoice. And some of us have seen heaven. The Lord showed me the spiritual realm of hell. I was there. I felt the heat. I seen glimpses of heaven through dreams. It's true, folks. All of it. Everything written in the Word of God is certain.